Paradoxical. Non-linear. Metaphysical. Dragon Breaks. The Elder Scrolls franchise is largely known in the public eye for being a mostly traditional fantasy series, filled with swords and sorcery, exotic races, and pantheons of mysterious deities. There are some elements that stand apart to provide the series with unique and interesting twists, and one of them is the concept of Dragon Breaks. To put it simply, Dragon Breaks are events in which time splits, allowing varying situations to play out simultaneously, or not at all, and leaving most people with no memory of the break. Dragon Breaks have occurred a few times throughout the recorded history of Tamriel, with lengths and outcomes varying wildly. This video will go over what we know about Dragon Breaks, and the history of the ones believed to have occurred on Tamriel. Dragon Breaks are named after Akatosh, the Aedric god of time, who is commonly depicted as a dragon. Since Dragon Breaks distort time in a supernatural way, they are believed to be linked to Akatosh in some way, although how and why they occur is a matter of continual debate. Some even argue that Dragon Breaks are a falsehood invented by scholarly misunderstandings. The earliest Dragon Break believed to have occurred was the Time Wound during the Morethic era. This was a purposeful action done by the Nords of Skyrim against Alduin the World Eater at the top of the highest mountain in Tamriel in an effort to end the Dragon War. A small group of Nordic warriors used the power of the Thum, also known as the Voice, in conjunction with an Elder Scroll, in order to banish Alduin from time. Due to Dragon's unique connection with Akatosh and with time, however, Alduin was instead sent forward in time to the Fourth Era. At the spot where the scroll was used, a time wound was created, allowing someone with an Elder Scroll to view the events of the day when Alduin was banished. It is said by some that the peak of the mountain is only half there, with the other half lost in time. While the Time Wound is generally not considered a proper Dragon Break, it shares some similarities with one. The Numidium, the gigantic brass golem created by the Dwemer to transcend the mortal plane in some fashion, is also linked to multiple Dragon Breaks. When the Numidium was first activated, causing the Dwemer race to disappear from Tamriel in the First Era, a Dragon Break known as the Red Moment occurred. There are a number of different accounts of the battle that occurred in the Red Mountain when the Numidium was activated, and the accounts showcase a wide variety of contradictions. Some claim that Dagoth Ur and his house were loyal to the Khymer during the battle, while others claim they were with the Nords, or the Dwemer. Some claim the King of the Dwemer was killed by Nerevar, while others say it was Dagoth Ur, or the King of the Nords. How exactly the Numidium was activated, who killed Nerevar, who was working with who, and even whether or not the Nords were there at all, are all subjects of debate. Many scholars use these inconsistencies among texts as evidence of a Dragon Break occurring, with all of them being equally true from a modern perspective. This could also lend support to the idea of the Dwemer being banished in time, possibly like Alduin was. Arguably the most confusing, misunderstood, and certainly longest of the Dragon Breaks is known as the Middle Dawn, lasting roughly 1,000 years. It's believed by some that this break occurred when a fanatical sect of the Alessian Empire in the First Era set out to disprove the belief that Auriel and Akatosh were the same god, a concept of elven faith. After performing many rituals, they still couldn't prove that the two were not the same being. So then they decided to perform a ritual that would actually alter Akatosh and change him to align with their beliefs. The entire process and repercussions of this event are quite complicated and convoluted, but this ritual is believed to have begun the Dragon Break, which may or may not have lasted 1,000 years, and which no one really recalls in detail. Numerous conflicting texts exist of this period of time, with wars recounted in some that never happened in others, and most can only remember the period as a time of spiritual anguish. It's said that even the Elder Scrolls cannot look back on this period, while the priests in Morrowind say that their region was protected from the effects thanks to the godly tribunal. One book states that the Middle Dawn was made up due to a scholarly misunderstanding in how the Alessian priests recorded their years. This book also mentions the fall of the Septim Dynasty and the end of the Third Era, despite being written at least 6 years prior to the Oblivion Crisis. Amusingly, the tome is listed as being written by Fal Drun, an anagram of Darn Fool. Regardless, the period of 1,000 years in the middle of the First Era will likely remain a complete mystery. It's believed that when Tiber Septim set out to conquer Tamriel, and he was given the Numidium by the Dunmer of Morrowind as part of a peace treaty, another dragon break occurred. This break lasted likely from the point when the Numidium was activated to when it was destroyed, and involved Tiber using it to conquer the remaining regions of Tamriel and kill anyone who resisted. Very few historical mentions of this period exist, and is recalled by most as only an obscure legend. The most well-known of the dragon breaks occurred in the Third Era, and is known as the Warp in the West. By this time, the Numidium had been repaired, and an unknown hero managed to recover the totem of Tiber Septim, allowing the control of the Brass Golem. At this point, a dragon break occurred, again likely due to the activation of the Numidium. Apparently, a number of major factions vied for control of the totem, including multiple kingdoms in Hyrok and Hammerfell, Manimarco, the King of Worms, the individual known as the Underking, and the Imperial Empire. Due to the non-linear time of the Dragonbreak, all of these factions ended up with control of the Numidium at the same time, each accomplishing some of their goals. In the end, no faction was in complete control, but the 44 city-states were reduced to just 4, controlled by the major kingdoms, and each swore fealty to the Empire. Manimarco turned himself into a god, and the Underking reclaimed his heart, allowing him the death he had been craving. The unknown hero was killed by activating the Numidium himself. While Dragonbreaks are inherently strange and mystifying, the Warp in the West is one fairly clearly indicated by historical records, and is the most recent one to occur. As mentioned, looking beyond the mostly traditional trappings of the Elder Scrolls franchise, you'll find a convoluted mythos of metaphysics, ranging from the concept of the towers to the idea of Kim. The Dragonbreak was created for the franchise to explain the multiple possible endings of the Elder Scrolls II: Daggerfall. Rather than Bethesda picking one ending to choose as canon for the future of the series, they decided to make all of them canon, and thus created the idea of the Dragonbreak to explain this impossibility in their universe. There is far more to be discussed about Dragonbreaks than I wish to put in this basic summary, so feel free to delve into the interesting metaphysics of Elder Scrolls on your own. While it's been several games now without repeating the idea of multiple possible endings, there's always a chance that time might break again.